What's going on, all you constant viewers and listeners out there in the multiverse? This is Brian from Earth-16, reporting an exclusive for Geek Talk with Brian for Earth-16 for the Daily Planet, and I'm going to report this exclusive that Allison Mack being released from prison following her role in the NXIVM sex cult. This wasn't such a surprise to me, and the reason why I say that is because, number one, I felt she got off pretty easily. And for those of you who don't know, Allison Mack was an actress in Smallville who played Clark Kent's friend Coley Sullivan, who was like a confidant and an ally of sorts. And she was a journalist in the series, and sort of like the prototype Lois Lane, or I don't know if that's the right word to use. So, but she was, but you know, and actually, she was even in the show. She was even the cousin to Lois Lane, the actress who plays this character, was involved in a sex cult called NXIVM, and it's basically a cult that claimed to be a self-help group aimed at helping people and helping them self-improve, and used a lot of. I mean, this is a weird group. They used, like, mind control. They used hypnosis as a way to get people to, like, kind of think a certain way. But in reality, it was a sex cult, and it recruited women, and it was headed by this guy who went after these women. I mean, just really a really gross dude by the name of Keith Raniere. He called himself Vanguard, too. And, you know, for those of you who don't know, if you want to see a picture of him... See, here he is. I mean, this guy right here, piece of work. And here's his mugshot. And Allison Mack, who was Chloe Sullivan, who portrayed Chloe Sullivan, followed this dude and threw away her career. Like, she threw away a really awesome career. She was an actress. She was making it big. She was on her way. She played a really awesome role of Chloe Sullivan. And to go from that, like, talk about, like, a fall from grace. Imagine being on the top of the world one day, but then you find out the next day, like, you're just... One minute you're on top of the world, the next minute you're, like, down the dumps. And it's just, like, damn. And it's just... And, you know, I mean, it's just unfortunate. And, you know, just living her best life, and then all of a sudden she meets this dude. I follow this really closely, too. And I watched a docuseries called The Vow. And even before watching The Vow, actually, I read these blogs from a journalist by the name of Frank Parlato. He wrote really a lot. He did a really brilliant job of covering NXIVM, who actually used to work for Raniere. And, excuse me, so he used to work for Raniere until Raniere did something to the point where he, like, kind of accused him of fraud or something like that. Then he had to legally challenge him. I mean, that itself is another story for another time, but... He basically started covering NXIVM and what was going on, and it didn't really gain traction until a Canadian actress by the name of Sarah Edmondson came out with what happened when she was branded during a ceremony to get indoctrinated in this secret sorority called DOS, like Master Over the Slave Women or something like that, and it was crazy. She was branded with a cauterizing pen and smelling her flesh getting burned and the flesh of her friends getting burned, and... You know, she had to make the difficult choice to leave because they had a lot on her. They had some collateral, like, if, you know, even like bullshit collateral, where if she left or said anything about the group, they would release that collateral and out there for everyone to see and know about. And that's what they held on her. But it got to the point where she had no choice. And with the encouragement of her friend Mark Vicente, and I think another person too, they just told her, like, look, you know, at this point, you gotta go out with this. You have to let everyone know what's going on, because at this point, there's no turning back. This, people need to know about this. And it was just, man, and the story was covered in the New York Times. You know, from there, it's just, as a result of that, Raniere was eventually arrested in Mexico. He fled to Mexico, only for the federales to find him and arrest him and send him back here to the U.S. Now he's serving a 120-year prison sentence in a federal prison in Tucson, Arizona. And it's just, wow. And talk about, I mean, again, talk about a fall from grace. And Allison Max's reason, you know, her reason for even following this dude, okay, was because she, quote-unquote, wanted to become a better actress. At that point, like, why are you going to follow some dude who doesn't know about acting or who's never been in the industry? Why are you going to follow that dude? I would understand if she got advice from, like, a fellow actor or an actress who's willing to mentor her, because she was fairly young back then. But to follow this dude, who, I'm sorry, I mean, I've read a little bit about this Keith Raniere. He had like several failed businesses. He had several failed businesses. He had failed endeavors, Consumers Buy Online being one of them. And he claimed to be the smartest man in the world with a, I think it was like, I want to say it was like a 242 something IQ, with a really high IQ that was on the Australian Guinness World Book of Records. But people kind of question that because, number one, the test that he took was an open booked test, and he went to college, right? But then he barely graduated, actually. He graduated with like a 2.26 GPA, which is basically barely a C average. And didn't really excel heavily in the classes that he claimed to excel in. He claimed to be a scientist when in fact he was basically a salesperson who worked at Amway like his dad did. He mentioned to have a lot of credentials that he actually didn't. He claimed to have multiple degrees when he didn't have multiple degrees. He just had that one bachelor's degree. I mean, this guy was a real bullshitter. He BS'd a lot about himself, and he manipulated people, to follow his lead. So, I mean, it's just interesting. And this dude is serving 120, mind you, he's serving a 120 year sentence, okay? I mean, yeah, smartest guy on the planet, right? And here, Allison Mack, I mean, if she got off really easy, in my opinion, because here it's just that she pled guilty to the charges back in 2021 and faced 14 of the 17 and a half years behind bars before earning just a 3 year sentence. I mean, just imagine if she was like, let's just say if she was an average Joe, it'd be really different. So yeah, she could have served a really long time for her involvement in recruiting these women who were suckered into something that they thought was good. And it reminds me of The Vow, even that covered in NXIVM, where Mark Vicente and Bonnie, I forgot how you pronounce her name, but she played Amperu in Star Wars. His wife, Bonnie, she's the one who played Amperu in Star Wars Episode 2, Attack of the Clones, and Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, and recently in the Kenobi series. And they were talking to the actress who played in Dynasty. I believe her name was Oxenberg. I forgot her name. Shoot. But she was talking to her about they were actually talking to her about how Ranieri had Bonnie lay on a dog mat just to sleep. And they were kind of, lightly joking about it, but then Bonnie kind of got a little emotional, and Vicente was just kind of like, well, wait a minute, she's not actually having a jovial mood, she's not laughing, something's wrong. And then it got to the point where he was like, you know what, we didn't want to join a cult. Nobody joins a cult. We try to join a good thing only for us to get fooled. And that's what I think about when I think about how these women were suckered in. They thought they were going into something good, something that was going to help them. Everyone who was involved in NXIVM thought they were going to go into something really good, something really helpful and wholesome, when in fact it turned out to be quite the opposite. Talk about an actual horror movie, and it was a horror movie, in a sense, like Sarah Edmondson said, I think, in either the Vow or podcast. And going back to Allison Mack, I mean, again, she threw away so much, like, some just to follow this guy who they thought was like the shit, and like thought he was the smartest man on the planet. But man, he's quite the opposite. Just someone who wanted to get with women and have a little good time. But it's like, bro, and that's, the thing is, man, like, that's not really the measure of success. So there was a segment on Michael Rosenbaum's Inside of You podcast where he talked about when he met up with Allison Mack again. She came to his house to visit him and say hello, and she came with a group of friends and started to like pick up all these pots and pans. And he's just like, wait, what are you doing? And like, oh, we're hungry, we're hungry. So after a while, he was, basically just standing there in his house, kind of wondering what the hell was going on, and why his former co-star in his Smallville days, is just taking out these pans and just, trying to cook and all that. And he's like, okay, guys, it's time to tuck and roll. You need to go. And one of the friends, this dude, just gets really upset and like tries to get all confrontational. And he just tells him like, you know what? Okay, you know what? You're making me feel uncomfortable. Get out of my house. I don't want to have anything to do with you. And the way they left, the fashion that they left too, was just kind of like a zombie-like trance. And when I heard that too, I was like, dude, you know, these guys must have been on something more than just, you know, hypnosis and mind control. I mean, it could have, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if drugs were involved. I mean, there's so much we still don't know about the, you know, about Nexium or what went down or, you know, how things rolled. I mean, there's just so much more to the story, I think. And I heard rumors too that apparently Nexium's still alive and well in Mexico. And I think even Emilio Salinas, I think his name is, he's one of the members. I mean, I've been following this, you know, that's why how I kind of know some of the names. And I think he was like the son of a president, a former president of Mexico or something like that. Like, he's kind of like JFK there, almost. Or they're like kind of like the Kennedys, his family, I mean, it's kind of like the Kennedys. They kind of have that, you know, that similar influence, if you will, in Mexican politics. And they're involved in Nexium. They're involved. They're strongly involved in that whole thing. And they're just keeping Nexium alive and well. And they're funding it. They're giving it money. And apparently Ranieri, I think, still talks to some of his, you know, former followers. Just crazy stuff. So, yeah, that's pretty much my take on the whole Allison Mack getting released early. Like, if it had been any average person, I mean, I don't think they would have had such a lenient sentence. And I think, well, I think, you know, to somewhat her credit, I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that she volunteered to provide evidence to the prosecution, the prosecuting team. And that's what got her her lighter sentence. But man, she's going to really have to learn from this, in my opinion. She's going to have to learn big time. That she's going to have to rebuild, and that's going to take a lot. I mean, a lot of people involved in that and involved with him are going to have to learn, but it's wow, just unfortunate. Good, you know, I mean, I guess it's good that, you know, for her that she's out. I mean, just make the best of it. Don't go around making bad, stupid decisions or decisions that can get you in trouble. It's that simple. Learn from your mistakes and move forward, move on. So that's going to wrap it up for this special segment of the Geek Talk with Brian for 16. You know, I've been dealing with a whole lot, but I'm going to go back to making more episodes. I'm also going to do more episodes for the Demon Slayer Planet podcast, and yeah, that's going to be a ton of fun. I'm just dealing with a lot of stuff right now, though, but taking it time and time a day. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to let you know that for me, and I tell you this to my viewers and my listeners, mental health is no joke. Don't be ashamed if you have to take time off. Don't be ashamed if you have to go talk to somebody. I mean, I recommend that that's something that you do. You go see a counselor or talk to a family member. Take time off. Take a mental health day. Your mental health always matters, no matter what. If you have issues you need to resolve, resolve them. So that way you can be at your best, optimal self. I mean, actually, if you look in the back over here right now, actually, I've created a Mandalorian helmet. I've been cosplaying a whole lot and creating my costume. So that's what's kind of been helping me and talking to my counselor and all that. So for those of you out there, I strongly suggest that you tend to your mental health. It's very, very, very important. It's very vital. So if you like this video, please hit the like button, hit share the video, comment on it, as it will help us gain more traction, help this podcast gain more traction. And of course, you can follow me on Twitter at BrianOvert16, and you can follow my podcast on Geek Talk with BrianOvert16 and on Twitter. And you can, of course, follow the Daily Planet on Twitter at DailyPlanetDC, and Instagram, you can follow me at BrianOvert16. And also the Earth 16 Geek Talk on Instagram. So that's where you will go. So, thank you so much, constant listeners, for, and see, there's my little message there too, to maintain your mental health. So thank you so much, constant listeners, for and viewers for listening. This is Brian Furt 16 signing out.